Hallelujah, Jesus. If you can't feel the presence of the Lord here today, you need to get a triple, quadruple bypass. Amen. Hallelujah. His presence is here. God is healing, touching, and delivering. Amen. And filling people with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't have to leave here without it today. Amen. Hallelujah. I speak it into your life today in Jesus' name. Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Thank you. Awesome. 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 Yeah. You guys are awesome. Woo. You have blessed my soul today. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like I've been to camp meeting. Hallelujah. That's the way it ought to be all the time in the house of God. Amen. Camp meeting all the time. Woo. Expectancy. Amen. That's what that is. Just, you come expecting. And when you come expecting, you're going to worship. You're going to praise God. And fire's going to fall. Amen. Got a little lengthy scripture here to read today, but God is going to move. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word. Could you imagine crying out to God and God never even look at you? And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, God, for she crieth after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not meet that to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." It's very true. I got a dog that just loves crumbs. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Turn over to Acts 2, beginning of verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all, everybody say all, all, filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, and Phygelia, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in parts of Libya, and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What's the meaning of this?" Others mocking said, "Ha, these men are full of new wine." In other words, they're drunk. Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, And it shall come to pass in the last days. Everybody believe this is the last days? Saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and upon my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I take my thought from verse 17. Amen. It's for everyone. Verse 17 says, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'm here to tell you today, it's for you. It's for everyone in the whole wide world if they are flesh. Amen. This baptism of the Holy Ghost, evidence with speaking in other tongues, is for you today. Amen. God bless you. Let's be seated and let's expect God to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Fill us afresh and anew with His presence and power today. I need Jesus to fill me every day. Amen. I need to speak in tongues over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Keep the Holy Ghost fires burning. Amen. You priests. Hallelujah, you holy nation. Hallelujah. Keep the Holy Ghost fire burning in the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the days of Jesus' earthly ministry on earth, there was among the Jews somewhat of a prejudice toward people that were not their nationality. Amen. There was a lot of that going on in that time. Amen. A lot of prejudice. It's not much different than the world we live in today. Amen. Hallelujah. Our former administration tried to get racial tensions stirred up in this nation more than they've ever been. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God. God sent a man. Hallelujah. To make our nation great again. Hallelujah. Amen. And to rid us of that bondage. I don't believe Jesus was indifferent to anybody. Amen. He didn't care what color you were. He didn't care if you were red, yellow, black, white, psychedelic. Hallelujah. I don't care what color you make yourself today, because there are some of them out there now that colored themselves all up. But Jesus didn't care. He wasn't indifferent to anybody. The gospel, hallelujah, was preached to everyone that he come into contact with. He was out to see if they had a hunger, amen, the hunger that the people had for him to move in their lives. Amen. Jesus, hallelujah, did some things because he wanted to see, are you hungry for what I have to give you? Amen. How hungry are you for the Spirit of God today? How hungry are you for something miraculous in your life? Amen. How hungry are you for a move of the Holy Ghost to touch and heal your body? How hungry are you for God to deliver you from whatever's binding you? Amen. How hungry are you for your life, your family's lives to be saved today? Jesus is looking for hungry, hungry people that will go and do anything so that God will bless them. Even though she didn't meet the status of those around her, she had enough sense to know that if she could just get a crumb from Jesus, it would be all she was asking for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, friend of God, we don't care what church you grew up in. It doesn't matter. Amen.